Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Dr. Philip McCarthy. I am frequently asked, what are the criteria for high-risk progression? This is sort of a twofold question. We have issues that relate to high-risk disease, in other words, what patients are going to likely have their disease come back early, and as a correlate, they don't always go together, what patients will have a very fulminant or aggressive relapse. For the former, that's a little bit easier. We're now able to begin to risk stratify based on LDH, degree of disease involvement by ISS, in other words, the ISS staging by beta 2 microglobulin and albumin levels. And we have patients who have very high beta 2 microglobulins, those are considered ISS 3. In the past, we thought of those as very high risk disease, but now we can incorporate the LDH, as well as karyotypic abnormalities, which allow us to be able to risk stratify mostly chromosome 14 and 17 abnormalities, which are considered high risk. So we are better able to stratify patients from diagnosis as to prognosis, and allow us to be able to, again, to monitor the patients carefully and also to develop newer strategies for long-term disease control. Now, fulminant relapse is a little bit more difficult. Sometimes if a patient isn't monitored carefully, in other words, they're not seen every 3 to 4 months, they're not having testing done, say the patient disappears for a year, and then they can come back with high bulk disease, primarily because they weren't monitored carefully. So that's a little bit different situation. Sometimes the patients who have high-risk disease will present with a slow relapse, but they'll present early after induction therapy, whereas some patients will have high-risk progression, in other words, high-volume disease because they had high-risk features, and sometimes they just weren't monitored. So it's sort of a twofold situation where we want to make sure the patient is being properly monitored as well as being appropriately risk-staged and risk-stratified at diagnosis.